Whenever something new enters your awareness, whether it's auditory or visual, tactile, smelling, tasting even, relatively undeveloped senses for contemporary humans, be there and be conscious of that first moment when there's no labeling. There's the stillness and the alertness. And if you become conscious of that, you may find that it becomes longer. You don't need to automatically label it. And so the stillness that is the background to sense perceptions becomes vaster. It's always vast, but you didn't know it. And so that is another way in which the stillness in you expands, so to speak. Everything is so to speak about stillness. The stillness in you expands. And then more and more you move about your life, not just when you are passively perceiving, but also bringing it into activity, that state of consciousness, so to speak, that is stillness, flows into often also into what you do, so that you notice it's you can actually do things better if they are done in a state of still presence than if you are thinking what you want to achieve through this movement, where you want to get to in the next moment. No, you're just present with. So there's a stillness to what you perceive, and there's a stillness that flows into the action. And the action may be simple, walking across the room, opening a window, turning on the tap, feeling the water, listening to the water, looking out of the window. In the morning, you open the curtains. And why? It's simply a deep-seated habit to immediately call this day something and say, oh no, not another grey day. No, just let it be. And then there's immediately a depth to everything that wasn't there when you immediately put a label on it. So you stay with things a little longer, and that depth is your own depth, and the depths there, they are really one. The things of the world then are no longer experienced just as a surface phenomenon, but as alive, because the depth is the aliveness also in you. And so the shift that is happening to you is that you bring in this so-called new consciousness into everyday situations, and you break the continuity of the story. Then intelligence comes in more and more. Also love, because the only way love can come into your life is through space. Not through form. Love has no form.